Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. You know, we all need to be thinking about detoxing and maintaining our lymphatic system, not just if you are going through breast cancer treatment. But on today's show, I'm discussing how to help breast cancer treatment with lymphatic system detoxification. Being a lymphatic therapist, I've always seen many breast cancer clients. I will tell you that you will go through your cancer treatment better with less complications when you include maintaining your lymphatic system. When you're going through chemotherapy, radiation, or other types of more natural treatments, we're still creating a lot of cellular waste. And if we ignore that, it really congests our lymphatic system further, our circulation, and we don't do as well. So by including your lymphatic system, we can make a big difference in how you feel and how your body goes through your treatments. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger, cranial sacral therapy, the brain and spinal cord, you may have heard about that, it's very popular. Visceral manipulation by a French DO, Burrell. Your viscera are your organs. And we need to release them. When they become acidic and full of waste, they tighten. And this is every part of the body. And then what really put it all together for me was lymph drainage therapy by Dr. Bruno Ciccoli. And the lymph system maintains every system in your body, your skin, your muscles, your bones, your organs, your blood vessels, nerves, and your brain. And we don't even think about this until we get cancer. So if we want to get healthy, we really have to include this system. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, which was published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste, and it's creating most of our diseases. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Again, we all need to know how to do this. Understanding this myth science, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. We're all familiar with chiropractic for the back and nerves. Well, we need to maintain our lymphatic system with Lymphpractic. Over a few sessions, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune response and natural detoxification. A Lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. Over the past 25 years, I have worked with many breast cancer patients. They come in with a pale complexion, pain, swelling, limited mobility, not sleeping well, and in a few sessions, I have them feeling better. I improve their lymphatic system and circulation to help reduce inflammation. And that's all I do. And within a few weeks, many people feel better. Most people feel better. And what's most important with your cancer treatments is this is making you pretty toxic. So if you can come in and reduce that toxicity, you will do better. You will handle your treatments better. And I have seen this over and over again. In the medical field, there is a lot of controversy if manual lymph drainage, if lymph drainage therapy will create a recurrence or spread cancer. I have heard this from hundreds of clients who have heard from their doctor not to receive lymph drainage therapy. And again, I'm seeing less of that now because there is more information that shows that this is a benefit when you're going through cancer treatment. In a hospital-based study from 2015, it's called Risk of Breast Cancer Recurrence in Patients Receiving Manual Lymph Drainage. The researchers concluded that MLD is a gentle procedure that does not increase the risk of breast cancer recurrence in patients who develop breast cancer-related lymphedema, and that's a swelling of a limb. So if you have been thinking about adding lymphatic drainage but have been concerned about spreading cancer or about a recurrence, we have science that will make you feel better. So we know that, again, a hospital-based study has shown that there is MLD does not increase the risk of breast cancer recurrence or that it spreads. So, but we also have to look at new research of how a microbial imbalance, and this was just a few months ago, has been linked to breast cancer. When we have a microbial imbalance, it's about, again, lack of circulation. It's the body not being able to clean itself, and that breeds an environment for bacteria. So the Cleveland Clinic has linked breast cancer to bacterial imbalances. Researchers have uncovered differences in the bacterial composition of breast tissue of healthy women versus women with breast cancer. The research team has discovered for the first time that healthy breast tissue contains more of the bacterial species Methylobacterium. So we want to have more good bacteria than bad bacteria. And this has been known since the early 1900s that if we have more bad bacteria in our body, then if we have that overgrowth, then we're going to be sick. So we want to create ways for our body to improve our cellular environment so that it can deal with bacteria and viruses and cancer. So your lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, maintains your cellular environment. We are a cellular being. Cancer is a cellular disease. Every problem becomes a cellular problem. When your lymph system can't reabsorb cellular waste, it creates a breeding ground for inflammation and bacteria. So we have to get the system working. So to help reduce swelling, bacterial overgrowth, and possible reoccurrence, you must improve your lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, to reduce the buildup of cellular waste and inflammation from your treatments. Now, before I tell you what you can do to help breast cancer treatment with lymphatic system detoxification, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. Lymphpractic really builds the immune response. If our lymphatic system isn't flowing, then your immune cells aren't as active. So when the lymphatic system is sluggish or not able to reabsorb cellular waste, the area around the cells becomes toxic. And this is where disease begins, in the cellular environment. So your lymphatic system maintains a cellular environment. It's known. When you have breast cancer, you have to help improve natural detoxification. While going through chemo, radiation, even naturopathic and homeopathic therapies to reduce inflammation, we need to think about manually activating the lymphatic system. This is a natural and gentle way to improve detoxification. And when we do a lot of supplements, we're hoping these open up our lymph flow and circulation. Remember, we have one little lymph drain on either side of our neck that takes the fluid from thousands of lymph vessels. So it's very similar to a gutter or a roof that has one drain. If that drain clogs up, we're going to get a backup through the body. And that is what's happening in breast cancer and really in every health problem that we have. So if you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. It really makes a difference in your life. And don't forget about my courses, basically online. It's a virtual course, 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to teach you how to use diet, basic supplements you already have in your cabinet, and self-lymphatic drainage. I activate my lymphatic system every day before I go to bed, and my clients, I see them once or twice a week over a few weeks, and it changes their life. So if I'm doing this to myself and I'm feeling better, and my clients, I teach them to drain themselves, then you can actually learn how to drain your lymphatic system and learn how to use diet and a few lifestyle changes to improve how you go through your treatment. All right. So it doesn't matter if you just got diagnosed, if you're in active cancer treatment or post-cancer treatment or in remission for years. To help overcome an illness or your risk of it recurring, you need to improve lymph flow, to improve circulation and natural detoxification on an everyday basis to improve cellular health. We become toxic every day. You have stress if you're getting treatments, if we're breathing the air around us. It really affects us daily. So we have to get good at cleaning up every day. And it's really not about curing a disease, but creating an environment for healing. Because when we look at curing, and often people going through chemotherapy and radiation, and they leave the hospital, they ring the bell, you have no more cancer. And, you know, unfortunately, many years down the road, this cancer returns because they haven't really taken steps to, again, do something to stop that from recurring. They go back to their same diet. So what I offer people is a way to learn how to, you know, get your cellular environment healthy again by taking control with your diet, supplements, and your own two hands. And this is powerful. When you activate your lymphatic system, when I activate your lymphatic system, we're directly moving waste into the lymphatic system to be recirculated and taken out through the normal processes. So we have to be more aware of simple things that you have control over that can improve lymph flow and detoxification, and that's hydration, posture, and breathing. We don't think about those as how they can actually improve your lymph flow and how well your body heals. Often, a client with cancer comes into my office, especially breast cancer, and they're sitting forward with their shoulders slouched, protecting their breast, and with their head forward. Well, that posture stops your lymph system. So if they're in pain and they're slouching forward for many hours a day, then they are limiting lymph flow. And that same thing occurs with deep breathing, with being hydrated. If you're dehydrated, then your body's not going to be able to clean as well. It's not going to be able to flush your body of cellular waste. And when we drink water, we want to drink water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. If you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, add minerals to make sure the water is more alkaline. This way it's not stealing minerals from your body. We want to do some light exercise every day. Exercise, and I'm not talking about major exercise, I'm talking about walking in place, moving, a little treadmill, a little bicycle, stationary bicycle, trampoline, or a mini rebounder, people call it. We have to just move our blood through our organs every day. Otherwise, we fill with cellular waste, especially if we're going through treatments like chemo and radiation. So I've talked about posture, but we want to make sure we have our head and shoulders back a little bit. And you can feel when you are slouching a lot and you go back, it's uncomfortable. It don't feel right. But we have to retrain those muscles because and you'll feel it. If you're slouching and you sit up straight, you will feel more open. You'll feel better flow. We have to retrain the body. Now, deep breathing. We're shallow breathers. We really have to deep breathe more than just when we exercise. So we need to deep breathe, you know, maybe a few times a day. Take 30 deep, relaxed deep breaths. Don't get lightheaded. Relax deep breaths. And that is like exercise. It moves blood through your organs. Lymphatic drainage sessions. This is so important. We want to receive, if you're in Scottsdale, Arizona, I can put you through a few sessions of LymphPractic, and you will see, you know, at first people feel a little bit of a detox reaction. We try and lessen that at the beginning by doing a light session. And by the third session, no matter how sick somebody comes to me, they tell me after that they only feel better. They don't get that detox reaction. So what I put people through a few sessions over 3 or 4 weeks of LymphPractic. It really makes them feel better. It's about reducing inflammation in their body. And again, by the third session, they feel much better all the time after my sessions. And they're feeling better because we reduced inflammation, brought oxygen to their cells, nutrition, and brought medications to where it's needed. So we really have to think about activating the lymphatic system, whether you learn to do it yourself, whether you include some supplements, or you talk to somebody like me, or look at our course, which is online at healthylymphsystem.com. You can actually access it today. And if you sign up for our opt-in for our sign-up sheet, you actually get some discount on the course. So make sure you look into that. So next week's podcast, I'll be explaining how to help lymphedema, again, another thing with cancer that can occur, and there are ways to combat it with diet and lifestyle and self-lymphatic drainage. So I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If you're going through cancer treatment, understand that cancer treatment is making you very toxic, and by activating your lymphatic system, we can reduce that toxicity and make you feel much better and be able to handle your treatments much better. If I can help you understand how to improve how you feel and think, contact me at HealthyLymphSystem.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.